Hi everybody, this is the first episode of season 3 of Tteokbokki, and we're your hosts, Rose Kim
and Talia Saley.
And today we'll be talking about our experiences moving into a new apartment in downtown Toronto. So Tal, do you want to start us off?
So yeah, we've moved out and we're finally in Toronto.
Yes.
So we're very close to our school. A little bit sad that everything got pushed back, but schools are planning on opening up soon, so that's good. But talking about our experience of moving out, I think it was a lot to do just because we're not used to kind of planning out what furniture we need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just like a lot of pressure on, you know, we got to set up our bills, set up like hydro, set up, you know, our Wi-Fi. So there's like a lot of adult things we have to get used to. And mm-hmm. so I think that part was a little difficult. But other than that, I think we got a lot of help from my parents. And so I think it made the process very easygoing compared to if we just had to figure out everything on our own.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's really weird because before we did this all remote, so we would do it together at the same time, but in our own houses with our own mics, and we just kind of timed them together and edit them together. But now we're actually living in our living room, like literally in front of each other recording this podcast, really, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we didn't have time to actually go downtown and record it live in the studio like we're given access to, but I don't know, this seems more like fun and authentic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually looking at you when we're talking about this. This is pretty cool. I didn't think that we'd be moving in together when we first started our podcast and like when things became, you know, online and stuff, but yeah, it's really nice. And you know, since moving in though, we've made a lot of adjustments to our living situation, our apartment, and I feel like a lot of it had to do with like us being Korean, like a lot of the things that we've made, food specifically. Like I feel like our pantry and everything in our fridge is just all Korean. Most of it, at least. What do you think?
Like, in terms of the food, yeah, I think it's so much easier just because we've both grown up with Korean food, and it's such an important part of, you know, just our diet. Like, mm-hmm. we don't eat like hamburgers or like
hamburgers.
Like we eat hamburgers, but in the sense like we always need rice with our food, right?
Yeah.
As our, like, instead of potatoes, we have rice, right? Like,
yeah.
it's not in that sense, but you know, just like the cupboards, we always have like sesame oil or like
mm-hmm. soy sauce
is like all the essential things we need for Korean food. So
fish sauce,
yeah, we had to get that too.
Gochugaru, gochujang,
yeah,
what is that in English? Chili paste,
chili powder,
yeah, miso paste,
tofu is always necessary.
Kimchi
is a
lot
must.
Of kimchi.
Yeah, but
Japanese
since we
curry.
Which one?
Japanese curry.
Oh, Japanese curry. I think we have a lot of stuff.
A lot of Korean snacks too.
At least now, like first when we moved in, it was a little hard to make things because we needed all the necessities to make
mm-hmm.
these things. Like
yeah.
we need so many like small things to make like a very basic
like a
Korean
dish,
right?
Yeah.
So now that we have all the necessities down, it's very easy to figure out what to buy. Like if you want to make like a certain Korean food, all you really need is just like, you know, I don't know, spinach or just the like
spinach.
The spinach, like the vegetables, you know, because we've got all the soup ingredients down.
Yeah.
So yeah, but
it's kind of weird because when we were living in our parents' house, you didn't really have to think about whether we had soy sauce or like rice vinegar or like a mirin, like whatever, like because it was just always there.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like sriracha, whatever. But once we moved in, we had nothing. We had to start from scratch. And that is really expensive. Like all these ingredients that goes in a lot of Asian food,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot. There's like a lot of flavors,
a lot of
spices. And the bill racked up. Like our first grocery bill, I gasped. Like it was a lot. But we needed it, so.
I mean, I think even though it's a lot at first because we had to buy all those like cupboard necessity Korean
mm-hmm.
items, now that we have it, I feel like it's almost like cheaper in a sense, because soy sauce, even if we buy one bottle, it's like $5 or whatever, but it goes a long way because you're not gonna pour like
all of it
into the soup. Yeah, it's like so strong. So now that we have all like that stuff, I think we're honestly not spending as much because all the ingredients we need are very like minimal, right?
Yeah, so I would say so.
Yeah, like even now that you say that, like even it's weird because all the like shoe racks we needed to buy and like things you wouldn't think about, or like toilet cleaner or something. Yeah.
There was a lot that we needed to buy. Little things that like the sink strainer. What are they called?
Sink strainers.
Yeah, I guess so. Those are a necessity. We needed those.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I think though the most important thing was our Wi-Fi. And we had a lot of struggles with our Wi-Fi.
That's true.
Because, yeah, but at least now that's good. That's good, so we're pretty okay.
Yeah, but, like, in terms of groceries and stuff, ever since we moved in, I think a lot of the food, if not everything that we've made, has been Korean. With the exception of, like, pasta and bread and cereal, I've eaten a lot of Korean dishes for like lunch, for dinner and stuff, you'd think. Like, mainly because our ingredients are Korean, but I don't know. I don't, like, ever since moving in, like, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe my diet will change because I don't live with my parents anymore. And you don't live with your parents anymore. And our parents make predominantly Korean dishes, right? But, you know, even with us moving in, like, I crave Korean dishes more regardless. So, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. And I feel like you become sort of lazy because, you know, Korean dishes require a lot of patience and time compared to if you're just to make, like, I don't know, eggs and rice or, like, well, that's Korean too, technically. But, like, yeah, like, it's more, you don't really have to think, you just kind of, you know, make it. But with Korean food, you kind of have to be, like, very precise and, like, how much sugar you add, that stuff. But in a sense, we still, like, I know you already knew a lot of Korean dishes, like, because you've made it before.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't really know a lot, but, like, at the same time, I've been willing to learn new recipes.
Yeah.
And they're not very, too difficult to make. Like, once you, like, follow it, they're not too difficult. So in that sense, like, living on my own encourages me to learn new things. Mm-hmm. Because we're also very bored in our house. We can't really, other than, you know, watch Netflix or something, there's not that much to do because of quarantine.
Yeah, but, fair.
And not being able to go to school, it's like all you really think, like, you can really do is make like a good meal in the morning or for dinner. So yeah, but I think it's been going pretty well. Our tastes are pretty similar.
Yeah, but that's not another
some things are a little different.
Yeah,
but it's still pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't like mushrooms, but I love mushrooms, and that goes in sundubu jjigae, so I eat that.
You like sauce on your food, and I don't eat a lot of sauce.
Yeah, I'm like a really big, like, strong flavor. I like a lot of sauce. That sounds sauce. Really weird, but yeah.
Yeah. And also just like snacks, even, because I know you have a very limited selection of snacks.
Yeah,
you
I'm
like.
Very picky with my snacks.
And
I don't know.
I am
why.
The opposite. I'm more picky with my food than my snacks. I could eat literally anything, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We've been doing well with their groceries, though, I would say. Like, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of Korean ingredients, because we're buying them here, like, they're not as cheap as it would be when we're living back in Vaughan, right? Like, the bigger grocery stores. But places here, like Galleria and H&M, like, you could definitely tell the prices are a lot more expensive. And we have less choices, right? They don't carry, like, several brands of the same soy sauce, which some of them might be more, you know, cheaper, like, less expensive. So that's a little bit unfortunate, but also grocery prices in Toronto is super expensive regardless.
Compared to, like, where we used to live, right, in Vaughan, everything's more expensive, which makes sense.
I guess so, yeah.
I think like, whenever I go back and I just go to, like, the grocery stores nearby, they're always, it feels like it's a lot cheaper, right? Because, yeah, like, even the drinks or even the chips and stuff, they're all, like, way cheaper, so I just bring back more snacks to eat. But yeah, and especially with, like, Korean groceries, right? Because when you go to Korean grocery stores, all the stuff you buy there is going to be more expensive than if you went to, like, a regular grocery store, because it's all imported from Korea, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So even like the chips, which obviously I would buy as much as I could if it wasn't so expensive. It's mm-hmm. like $5 for a bag of chips, which is very it doesn't make any sense to buy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's very, very sad because normally in Korea it'd be like $1 and it's $5 here.
I know, it's kind of unfortunate. Okay. But the real question is, what is your favorite Korean snack, though? Like, this is a very important question to tell.
I really like this one called poka chip. Do you know poka chip?
Maybe if I see a picture of it. Pull up a picture, tell. Okay. Poka chip.
Poka chip. Yeah, I don't know if that's how it's spelled. Looks like this.
Oh, is that just like regular potato chips?
It's like regular potato chips, but it's like sour onion or sweet.
Oh, there's like different flavors.
Onion flavor, and it's just really good. I don't know how to explain it. Like the chips are, they're like Lay's, but they're very like thin and crispy.
Mm. And I know people buy those a lot, yeah.
But the thing is, poka chip here is like $4.
I know, it's really expensive.
So
I like gamjapgang.
I know.
Okay, gamjapgang is superior. Superior Korean snack. Saeugang is iconic. It's original. We love it. Gamjapgang tastes different. It's so good.
Yeah. In reference, like gamjapgang is like potato chips. And then what is the other one you said you liked?
Saeugang
is the shrimp the classic shrimp chips. I like shrimp flavored chips too. I like more than saeugang. I don't know if I like saeugang because it's so hard. If you know what I mean, like compared to other things, you know the shrimp chips that are like round and they're softer.
Oh yeah.
I like that better
too. Mm-hmm.
Because they're not so, like, you just put it in your mouth and melts in your mouth, like, and it's more crispy.
Yeah.
Saeugang, it's like if you bite it the wrong way, it'll hurt. You know.
That's fair. So, you know the circle ones that you're talking about. I don't remember the exact name of it, but you know when you put it on your mouth, like it actually does melt like instantly.
Yeah.
And you could hear kind of like pop rocks.
Yeah.
It's like a sound.
It's good.
How to describe it.
I like those a lot.
So, I like those too.
I know a lot of people probably don't like shrimp flavored stuff because it's so overpowering.
I know, yeah.
And, you know, but we
but
grew
never
up
understood
with
it. Yeah,
yeah,
we grew up with
seafood. So for us, it's like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
But then for, like, for example, my dad, he likes sushi and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
the thing with shrimp chips, it's like more like, In chips, I guess, it's a very strong flavor. Like, the smell, when you open the bag, it's, like, very... You can smell it's fishy mm-hmm. somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but, you know, it's acquired taste, but I really like them.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, when I used to... Like, when I was in elementary school, I would bring, like, shrimp chips because they're in, like, smaller bags for lunch and stuff. And somebody was like, what the hell are shrimp chips? And I'm like, what do you mean? It's just saeugang. It's just, like...
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Rose, that's kind of really weird. And I'm like, is it? Oh my god, maybe. Because okay, technically, out of all the chips that we've really like eaten in like grocery stores and stuff, the weirdest one that I could think of, quote unquote weird, is like ketchup chips, right? Because that's not normally in like snacks.
Yeah.
But then I think of shrimp and I'm like, yeah, I guess I could see why that'd be kind of weird for people. But also, like, unless you've tried it, you can't say anything about it. That's actually really good for some reason.
Yeah, I definitely think it's very much acquired taste, but
yeah.
I also like shrimp a lot, so in general.
Me too.
But yeah.
I do wish that the grocery store near us sold more Korean ice cream.
They have quite a bit, but yeah. Maybe we should buy the chosuba. Do you like chosuba?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we should get that. I think that was like the cheapest one, but it's basically an ice cream that looks like a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has strawberry and orange flavoring inside. And it's very good because the outside is like hard, mm-hmm. icy, and the inside is like a soft like sorbet or something. So
it's good.
I like it.
I like tejiba, and it translates to pig bark. Sounds kind of weird, but
yeah, not actual.
It pig. Has like strawberry. It's not jam, but it's like,
it is jam, I
think. Is it jam?
Yeah.
Kind of like that consistency. And then in the middle is vanilla ice cream. On the outside, it's like a chocolate crumb coat kind of thing. So
I think I might have had it before. I don't know if I love it. I don't think I've had a lot of it, so I have to see. But it's probably good. It's just jam. And then,
yeah, we should do like a series where we review Korean ice creams. That might just give us an excuse to buy ice cream though.
Yeah, maybe we should, our next episode, we should go to visit different, like, Korean restaurants and, like, rate, give our rating.
Okay, that might, we might have to do that over a span. Like, maybe that should be our last episode.
Maybe.
Do that over a span of, like...
We could just visit, like, a couple restaurants, like, we'll just do it over time and then just give our reviews, you know, of different Korean restaurants.
I like that.
Yeah. But also, like, let's focus a little bit on the other essential things we need. In our, let's talk about our fridge, because we talked about our cupboard. What are some
side dishes?
Yeah.
Kimchi is a necessity. I know you say that I eat more kimchi than you do, which I do agree. Like, I eat kimchi with everything. It's just like,
yeah,
it provides extra flavor. Like, I don't know what nukie is in English.
It's just like, it's like
bland. I don't know.
I don't think it's bland. It's like you eat too much of something and it's like you feel nauseous. Like, it's like, let's think, like, something very creamy. If you eat,
like,
too much of something creamy or dense,
then
it gets too much and you need something. So it's almost like eating a lot of fried chicken and so greasy, but you need, like, a vegetable to, like, a salad to, like, cancel it out or something.
Maybe.
Something that's, like, very fresh, if you know what,
like,
I mean.
When I think of, you know, carbonara pasta? What is that in English? Like,
carbonara,
like that pasta. It's really creamy, it's really rich, but also, like, I don't know, I feel like it just needs spice, like, I don't know, like, something to just give it, like, a little bit of a kick. Not saying that I would eat kimchi with carbonara pasta. That might
you
be a
might,
little bit weird.
I feel like.
Do you think I would?
Yeah.
maybe I should try it just to see what that
might
tastes
like. Might not be
like.
That bad.
Yeah. But it goes really well with rice and a lot of the dishes that we eat, so that is a necessity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We already finished, like, a whole tub of kimchi that we bought.
Yeah,
so
you maybe,
I,
not me.
Yeah, I finished it.
But I think the thing is that I love Korean food, but as much as I love it, it's, maybe it's because I grew up in, like, a half-Korean household. I also eat a lot of other food.
Yeah.
Like, my dad makes, like, hamburgers or, like, salad stuff or like... You know, they'll make, like, dishes with chicken or something, but it's, like, completely different than
the
Korean way of making things.
I guess,
So, you know, like, I always have to have, like, I cannot eat rice in the morning. It's just, I don't know, for me,
can.
It's just weird. It's not weird, because I know everybody in my family eats, like, Kim and rice.
Yeah.
But for me, when I wake up, I have no appetite, so when I eat rice, it makes me, like, more, like, it's because it's, like, very bland in a sense. Yeah. But I don't know. It's like, I have no appetite already, and the rice just makes me even more, like, I'm not hungry, so.
I mean, maybe. Like, it can be a bit heavy, right? Rice in itself, so maybe that's why.
I guess so.
Have you ever had, like, lasagna or, like, a casserole for dinner? I've never had that for dinner before.
I literally have lasagna from my grandma in the fridge, like,
really?
Leftover lasagna. I don't think... I have to eat it, actually. I forgot about it. But
those are pasta dishes, right? My family has always... I think for every single dinner, it's always just been rice.
Yeah.
Or, like, noodles. Like Asian noodles and stuff.
Yeah, that's the difference, is, like... I had a lot of, like, mac and cheese, too. My grandma makes really good mac and cheese. And lasagna.
Yeah.
And also, like, different German dishes, because, like, my grandpa's German. I don't know if I like all the things he makes in terms of, sometimes he makes stew, but he literally gets everything in the fridge and just puts it in.
Oh,
it's just like gumbo. It's just, like, a bunch of, like...
Yeah.
Random
anything
like leftover whatever in it, and I'm not sure if I like that. But other than that, you know, schnitzel, is that how you say it?
I don't know.
It's like a German tonkatsu, a German pork chop, and I don't know, I have a bunch of those, and the mac and cheese is really good.
Like, I feel like because my family has always eaten, like, even when we go out for dinner, we get, like, Asian restaurants, even if it's not specifically Korean, so, like, Chinese, Thai food, Taiwanese food, like, Japanese food, like, whatever. It's just variety of Asian food, but I've never had, like, I've never gone to Moxie's or Jack Astor's, Pickle Bear, like, none of that
never.
Places. But I think it's also because none of the things on the menu is really like something that I grew up eating or like particularly like because I never ate it, you know?
It makes sense. I mean, I've been to, I think I go to like a variety of both like Korean. I've been to like Montana's a lot as a
Oh
kid.
yeah, Montana's a I went to Montana's for the first time because Ashley took me.
Yeah, it's like a
Ashley and her parents, yeah.
classic place. Or Kelsey's
Yeah,
or Boston
Kelsey's.
Pizza, I've been to a lot. That's like a go-to one. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like a mix for me because I've been to both. And I like both equally. But I probably do like Korean food better. Just because it's just like the thing with me is I get bored of one food very easily. So if I'm just eating like let's say mac and cheese, I'm gonna be sick of mac and I can't just eat just mac and cheese. With Korean food though, it's like you got rice, you got soup, you got side dishes, so it's like a lot of different things. And that's what
That's
I
true.
like. I love buffets because I never get sick of what I'm eating. I can like keep eating and like not get bored of what I'm eating. So but yeah, also
I feel like whenever we talk about a lot of the episodes in our podcast somehow ends up being like about food, even in the tiniest bit of ways, we end up talking about food a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot of Koreans thinking of food.
Well, it is a big like part of our
Yeah,
culture, so
I
it makes
think.
sense that yeah, a lot of our episodes just end up becoming about food.
Yeah, but living here, I think a lot of it has been focused on like what we're eating
Yeah, that's
more
fair.
than anything else, so I guess that makes sense. And other things that are pretty essential in the Korean kitchen we haven't mentioned is rice cooker.
Rice cooker,
Is very,
yeah.
very essential. I know that normally if you don't have a rice cooker you would like boil it in like a pot or something. And people do that. But it's just so much easier with a rice cooker.
Yeah, it's
And you
very
can
convenient.
and your rice doesn't go cold right away. You don't have to eat all of it at once. It stays warm and
Yeah, it has like a self-heating feature. You know, there's actually another feature where you set it so that it'll cook around the time that you wake up.
Oh.
Yeah, like Aaron's mom.
Ours does that or no?
I don't know if ours is that high tech because we got like
Oh.
a smaller one.
Yeah.
But there's some next level high tech ones out there that like talk to you. They'll make noises and then like you could actually set the time so that it'll start cooking at a certain time. And then by the time you wake up, there'll be rice, right?
Wow.
It's like our version, like an Asian version of those like coffee makers that start when you're about to wake up. Yeah, I find it kind of cool.
Rice cookers are they make your life so much easier. But yeah, and another thing we haven't mentioned is just, skincare is a pretty essential
Essential part of our
Korean.
household.
If you just like listen to Korean people talking, they're talking about their food, their kids or something, and they're talking about their skincare or like my mom always gives out whenever she comes back from Korea, she always has so many skincare products and she has to give it away. So she gives it away to my aunt, my aunt, even my grandpa sometimes.
Your grandpa.
Yeah, like you should use this eye cream. It's really good for you. A lot of collagen or something, And so right now, if you look at our bathroom, it is very, well, your side more
Yeah,
so,
my
is
side is.
very occupied with like skincare. So I think another thing to notice is if you ever go to a Korean friend's house, you should really check out their washroom because it's probably gonna be filled with different products, But yeah, it's very having a skincare routine is kind of fun though
It
because
is, yeah.
I never used to have
Well,
one.
it's a necessity for some
It is
people.
a necessity, and I think sometimes you get angry at me because of my
Like, okay, the thing is with you don't even need a skincare routine.
I don't need one, but
So
it's just.
that's the part that I'm jealous about because I like sometimes you know how I'll go to bed at night and I'm like, whatever, I'm so lazy, I'm not gonna wash my face. And then I wake up the next morning and I have two tiny ass pimples. I think we're supposed to edit that out. Because I'm not allowed to swear. I think
What
I
did you
just said
say?
ass.
Oh. So is there a party outside? Okay, keep going.
Like sometimes I'll get lazy and then I'll just go to bed like not washing my face because I'm like so tired, and then the next morning I'll wake up with like a pimple, like two maybe, you know.
I get
but there's
pimples
like
too.
times where you told me where you don't even wash your face, like at night. Like you didn't even have a skincare routine when I first met you,
oh
right?
Yeah,
and you just had perfectly flawless skin. I'm so mad, like.
Yeah, but my skin has gotten a little worse, so.
I know.
But that's also a reason I do need a skincare routine is sort of because like my skin is very dry, and if I don't wash it, it'll just get like oily. It's really weird. My skin's like probably like combination or something, but it's either really dry or like my forehead's oily.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do something about it.
But there's just so many people in our friend group that can just go about their day not even worrying about their skincare routine, and then their face is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. I used to use a Aveeno body lotion on my face.
You're not supposed to do that.
I did that for like probably 3 years.
You know, like a lot of our guy friends just wash their face with like shampoo and their skin is somehow better than mine.
Or they say they just wash it with water or something.
Yeah. I was so shocked when they told me that they wash their face with shampoo in the shower. Not even just shampoo, like 4-in-1 shampoo.
Yeah.
That's horrifying. But also kind of impressive, like, how do you have such glowing skin with, like, no effort put into it? Maybe it's just genetics, I don't know.
It is mainly genetics. It's weird, I think my mom didn't have acne for some reason,
mm-hmm.
but my dad had acne,
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I guess I got those genetics, but
mm-hmm.
I do get pimples, but I think my forehead's better now. It used to be very, like, full of comedones or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah, like the clog pores, the little tiny
Pores, maybe because just, like, because I wasn't exercising. I feel like also because I was in my room all the time, and it's probably not good for, like, in general during quarantine. So.
Whatever, Tal, I'm just jealous of people who could do that. Like, even if, okay, technically I understand because, like, your skin's dry and, like, you have to put on moisturizer and stuff.
Yeah.
But anything else but moisturizer, your skin would be perfectly fine. Whereas if I forget, like, my benzoyl peroxide cream, my retinol, my, like, friggin', like, hyaluronic acid, like, none of that, like, and then my skin would start to freak out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay because at least you didn't have to struggle with eczema. I had to struggle with eczema for that. To be honest, it's probably the same amount of pain as your acne because I had to use my hands for everything, and if I was cooking, it would sting. If I bent it, it would crack and bleed.
Okay,
and I had to put band-aids around my fingers.
Okay.
And I couldn't bend my fingers. It was like dinosaur fingers because it was like this.
I feel like we've steered away from the main topic of our podcast.
I know, but it was so painful. I'm glad it's away. It's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
I hate eczema. It's so terrible. Okay.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you found a moisturizer that works for you.
No, I didn't find one. It just disappeared one day.
Oh, okay.
It just disappeared. Like, I don't understand. But it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I'm just waiting for my acne to disappear. My skin's been getting better, which is good.
It looks better.
Yeah. You think?
I don't really see that much.
It was worse in grade 10, I think.
But you also,
like in high school.
Yeah. You also did the laser thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps.
That did, but also, like, the problem wasn't, like, that helped for a bit, and then my acne all came back, so.
Mm.
I started from square one again.
Oh.
But, thanks to Korean skincare. Acne's getting better.
That's good.
Yeah, maybe we should make a specific podcast devoted to this. There's a lot
more
to talk about.
The thing is, Do
we?
About what? Skincare?
Yeah. Do we ever
have a
podcast? Yeah.
Right now, it's about moving in, but we talked about food instead and about skincare.
Yeah.
But, another thing is we got a new couch, so that's good. It's been a month since we've been living here, and we've had to eat on the ground. Or no. No, never mind. We eat at our desk, but we've had to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
So
now we have a couch.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
We even have a wheelie thing for
That
groceries.
is true. That
We
is
forgot to mention
true.
it.
Your mom bought it for us. That's also a really Korean
That's
thing.
a very Korean thing, like
Yeah,
those,
even the pattern is so Korean. Like, it's like the pattern of the pants that Korean grandmas wear.
Oh. Yeah, but it makes life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And we also have a BTS poster on our wall.
That's true. I was gonna mention that. Our decorations are
Why are
so,
we
like,
thinking of all these things at the very
I don't
end?
know. We do have a. You have. Okay, that's not Asian.
This
That's not
Pokemon, that's
Korean.
not Corby.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the last couple things we just forgot to mention. But yeah, we will keep you updated on our apartment situation. If there's anything new that pops up, we can share that with you guys next episode. Okay, so that's everything for today, guys. Thank you for listening to our first episode of season 3. This was Talia Staley.
And Rose Kim.
And see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.